process. I assure you, once again, that anyone who wishes to speak on these applications will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to refer to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who have well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. And just for the benefit of the commission and the public, this explanation is a little bit different just because of the unique circumstances we have today and the nature of the process. So this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted by the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Anyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct them in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the instructions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask it off or switch it to silent service. Today's hearing will be conducted as follows. First, although there are technically four separate hearings listed on the agenda, the commission is going to consider them all during a single presentation. That means that the applicant will make a single presentation about the entire process that includes all four applications. Likewise, there will be a single opportunity for public comment on any aspect of the four applications. However, the commission will act upon each application separately. The agenda also mentions that there will be a recess in the middle of the sessions. Since all four applications will be consolidated into a single hearing, the chairman will determine the appropriate time for a recess. Once we get started with the hearing, each of the four applications will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the applications and describe the comments or correspondence that has been received for all of them. Then, because this project is located in the Henlopen Transportation and District, we have asked DLDOT representatives to give a brief presentation on the ID for the benefit of the commission and the public, and so that this information is in the record. This presentation by DLDOT will occur before the applicant makes their presentation. The DLDOT representative will also be available throughout most of the hearing if there are any follow-up questions that arise as a result of the applicant's presentation or public comment. On behalf of the commission, we thank DLDOT and its representatives here today for their willingness to participate in the county's planning and zoning process. After DLDOT's presentation about the TID, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the applications. The commission may the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak to the application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. We do understand that the Sussex Preservation Coalition has a presentation to make with speakers. We will allow them to make their presentation first. Then, if a spokesperson or an attorney representing another organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak next, followed by anyone else who wishes to speak. I should point out that there is additional space set aside in the building for overflow attendance with audio and video feeds of the hearing. There are any staff available in these areas. Anyone watching the hearing from these areas should notify county staff if they wish to speak so that they can come to this room and give comments at the podium and on the record. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to these applications, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the test, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or undulative. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, not supporters or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing today, the commission may take action on each applicant or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond subsequently to any mail, email, or other communications or conversations about the applications. The commission's decisions will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And then again, just when you come, and this applies to everybody, when you come, just make sure that this green button is lit and the microphone is lit.